today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to shine a spotlight on all things BMW. And joining me is a gentleman I've had the pleasure of speaking with many times in the past. His name is Paul Ferriola. He is BMW's Manager of Product Planning. Paul, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the big news. This is a world debut, a global debut of a very important product, an iconic product from BMW. It's the all-new 3 Series, and it's here in the Motor City for the first time.
Yeah, it's the first public debut of the car, and we're excited. If there's a car that embodies our brand, our business, it's our 3 Series, so we're excited about this new car.
I would imagine when you add up all the BMWs that you sell, all the different incarnations, and I know these days there are a lot of BMWs in the lineup, but the 3 Series is probably the volume leader.
Exactly. It's the core product, probably one out of three to one out of four of car. Every BMW that we sell in North America is a 3 Series, and it's an important part of our brand.
This is the sixth generation of the 3 Series. I am old enough to remember the first generation. There have been many great generations over the years, and certainly coming off the last generation, the E90 configuration, the engineers no doubt had some pretty hefty goals to surpass the last vehicle because that was an extremely well-done machine.
You know, you're exactly right. It was, the E90 did it. It was a great car, well-received by the media, and the customers loved their car. So we had a tough job. But the world's changing, and what we wanted to do is respond to some of the customer suggestions, yet adapt to a changing world. And I think we put all of the focus on making it the best sports sedan we possibly can. And we achieved that. But what we also did is made the car a lot more efficient. We have a new engine, a new four-cylinder engine. Mm-hmm. It's a twin power. We call it the twin power turbo four. It's got direct injection, it's twin scroll turbocharger, and a sophisticated valve control. And that combination of technology gives the cars great fuel economy. We're getting on our 328, 30 EPA highway ratings, 36 miles per gallon.
That's remarkable. Tell our listeners all across North America about this twin scroll technology. A lot of people, when you say that, they're probably thinking of two turbos, but that's not the case. This is one turbo with some very interesting engineering built right into it.
Exactly. We have it's a four-cylinder engine feeding this turbocharger, and to get that impeller to speed up as quickly as possible, what we have is two cylinders feeding that impeller through one vane, through one path of air, and the other two going through another. And the pulses of air and the way it hits that impeller, this technology allows that impeller to speed up more quickly. You get the boost more quickly. And that's what people want in a turbo engine. You got the trick is to get rid of that turbo lag, and we've done it.
You certainly have. And once again, you can also get, in addition to the twin scroll turbo, the magnificent, can also get the 3-liter pumping out some significant horsepower, 300 horsepower, I believe, Paul.
Yeah, you're right. And I think the same technology that's on the four-cylinder has been on the six-cylinder. That six-cylinder engine with the turbocharger has been really well received. And now what we were able to do is apply that technology to the four-cylinder. So if they're two great engines using the same technology, the only difference is with a four-cylinder, it's inherently the balance is less.
Yeah.
The six-cylinders are inherently perfectly balanced. So what we had to do is we added two counter-rotating shafts, the balance shafts, to smooth out the engine. And we also have a harmonic damper on the flywheel. and it allows the engine to perform as smoothly as you could possibly get with a four-cylinder, and also allows it to put out a lot of horsepower at very low RPMs. And torque, we achieve peak torque at 1,250 RPM.
Wow.
Which is almost diesel-like.
Exactly, right off the line.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the styling. This is an area, too, that you have to be very careful because people are so loyal to the BMW 3 Series. I'm sure you have a lot of repeat customers. A lot of clubs, of course, revolve around the 3 Series. You can't step too far out of the box. So the styling, I would call evolutionary. Tell us a little bit about some of the styling differences with this all-new 3 Series that's just been unveiled here in Detroit.
You know, you touch on a good point. BMW owners, many of them are extremely passionate about their cars, our cars. When we get it right, they let us know, and when we don't get it right, they let us know. So we work really hard to make it look like a BMW, make it look like a 3 Series. It is evolutionary. It does inherit a lot of design cues that we've seen on the 5 Series and the 7 Series. We knew that kind of design was well received on the 5 and 7, and we were glad to bring that design flavor down to the 3 Series.
Let's talk a little bit about dimensions. What's the difference between this generation and the previous generation?
This car is about 3.7 inches longer. It's no wider on the body, but the track is wider, and the wheelbase is about 2 inches longer. And what we did is we used those extra dimensions to improve the interior package. We now have rear seat legroom. It's about an inch better.
Mm-hmm.
We have rear seat headroom has gone up. And in fact, the rear seat environment is about the same as our E39, which was a 5 Series from several years ago.
Hmm.
So the rears, we've done a good job with the interior package. We've also increased the rear cargo, load space, by about 1 cubic feet.
That's some significant improvements because I could definitely see a little bit more room in the 3 Series backseat would be a good thing.
Yeah.
I definitely applaud your guys for doing that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the cool technology that you can get with the BMW 3 Series. I was reading on the plane over here that I understand that actually you can get a readout of actual horsepower and torque. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. We have in the iDrive display, you can pull up a menu that shows you what the horsepower and torque is. It's like these two electronic gauges.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It's fun to watch. I get a kick out of it. And, you know, it shows off. It helps you know how much you're using. We also have an Eco Pro mode. We have this, we're trying to encourage some drivers, help educate some drivers into how to drive more efficiently. And so not only can we have a display of horsepower and torque, but we can also display how much fuel you're using, how you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Is influencing fuel economy. And the whole idea is to coach people, help educate them on how to drive.
Yeah.
And so if they wish to drive more efficiently,
right,
you're learning how. You're learning when to make the best shifts. You're learning what the impact is of heavy or light throttle.
Speaking of shifts, what are the transmission offerings in this new 3 Series?
We have our standard, our ZF 8-speed automatic transmission, and we also have automatic transmission, and we also have a manual transmission, and available at no charge. Both cars cost the same. And it's just the shifter feel, the way that transmission interacts with the engine and both the 6 and the 4 is just fantastic. It makes it a really fun, involving car to drive.
When will North American consumers get a first opportunity to purchase a new 3 Series sedan, either the 328 or the 335? When will that happen?
We're building them now. They're getting loaded on the ships, and hopefully February, and February will be our first delivery.
So not that far down the road.
No, it's coming.
And in typical BMW fashion, of course, we'll see follow-up versions, including a coupe and a convertible and, who knows, station wagon maybe, and definitely an M3. And I hear the next generation M3 is going to go back to a six-cylinder engine going away from the current V8. At least that's what the rumors are saying.
You've got some good rumors.
Very good. Where's the best place online? Is there one particular website or destination? destination you would recommend for folks to check out all things BMW, and in particular, this new 3 Series?
Yeah, no, come to BMWUSA.com, and you can learn everything you can about the car.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for telling us about this global debut here in Detroit at the North American International Auto Show.
All right, thanks very much for having us.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long. We're here on the recently concluded press days of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show. I'm alongside Frank Sosito, who is General Motors Director of Advanced Design for GM of California. Frank, it's great to see you. How you doing?
Thank you.
Last time we were out in your home base, the City of Angels. Now we're in Motown, and you got two really cool vehicles introduced here, both Chevrolets. And before we tell folks about the vehicles specifically, I understand these vehicles are a result of a lot of research that you've done over a number of years. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start.
About 2 years ago, we started something we called the Youth Initiative, and it was not so much to go clinic as we typically would a property. We started talking to the youth and basically going out to colleges, UCLA, Pepperdine, on both coasts, West Coast, East Coast, and also high schools. And we were asking them, you know, well, how do you live? What's important to you? What's important to you as the brands? You know, what brands resonate with them? And we found out some interesting stuff. We found out that is Chevrolet was acknowledged. They knew trucks, and they knew Bumblebee, and they knew a Camaro. They didn't know the Corvette was a Chevy. So it was really a learning process for us. And, you know, they said one of the things we learned is we're not where they are. So we needed to be more in touch with them. And that's why the two vehicles we did is part of a program where we're trying to elicit their opinion on what they're looking for. What are their needs? What do they think about design? And because, again, you know, usually what I think most large companies do is give them what they think. So for us, it started 2 years ago, and then we came up with eight scenarios. And these were the first two scenarios that actually resonated the best. We went back to the youth with some imagery, and then we produced these cars for the show here in Detroit.
Excellent. Let's talk about these two Chevrolets. They've got some interesting names, to say the least. The Chevy Code 130R. What does that mean?
Code, and that's a little bit the name kind of was driven to two sides of the house, marketing and design.
Okay.
Code kind of like the code, someone that has a code in their life. And really what we liked was the 130R actually speaks to a turn on the very famous Formula One track in Japan, Suzuka.
Okay.
I think it's number two or three.
Yeah.
It's a curve, and it's called 130R. It's a right-hand turn. So,
oh, wow.
And again, these cars are both with youth were looking for a coupe aesthetic, but they wanted a true four-place car because they want to take people places. So these were the little things that we were learning. It's like, well, you build a coupe, and I can only carry one person. I'm not the most popular person in my group. So
interesting, yeah. And it's surprising when I stop and think about it. I mean, back, 100 years ago when I was in high school, to have a coupe, you're a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was like two's company, three's a crowd. But it seems like now the younger people, they want to travel in larger groups.
In packs, almost. It's interesting because I think that our perception is that they're so into texting, internet, you know, generation. Because we basically looked at people from 11 to 30. And our core was kind of 16 to 25. And they grew up with the internet. They grew up texting. You know, they text in the middle of the night. They text, you know, all times during the day.
True.
But when they do get together, they do it as a group.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is an aspect we didn't realize, and I think it's something that we're still learning. And the idea between these two cars, and we've done digitally two interiors to be used in kiosks to get feedback. And there's two more interiors. We're going to have those out, and the goal is to take them all over the U.S. and globally, basically, and get feedback. And not only take them to events like South by Southwest, but on college campuses, maybe even high schools. We really want to get true feedback and have them give us an honest opinion of what we're doing, because that's the whole idea. If we can capture this market, it's a tremendous, you know, large market. I think it's over 30 million possible potential buyers that are coming of the age of 30. So if you can tap that, I think you'll do well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing to me when you stop and think about it, like you said a little bit earlier, that some of these young folks don't even realize that the Corvette is a Chevrolet. There's a lot of education that needs to be done, and like you say, there's a lot of education on the other end. You need to as an automaker, you know, get with these folks and find out what the younger people are into. And certainly, as you pointed out, connectivity is such a major thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, back when you and I were in school, it was all about, you know, how many horsepower did you have? What kind of a vehicle, you know, how did it handle? Yeah. But when it comes to the younger folks, it's more about how many devices they can hook up.
Yeah. And again, too, you know, you think, you know, as a company, we're definitely concerned about safety, especially in young adults driving, but they were as well. You know, they said they want this to be easy. I want to be able to dock my iPhone, my BlackBerry, whatever they're using, a Droid, and then be able to use it seamlessly. And we have that with the MyLink. It does do that. And then voice recognition. As we go forward, you know, what else are we looking at? How can we tie OnStar into it? How can we make it vehicle safe but still get the same level of LinkedIn, you know, that you would have? So it's really interesting. I think that's one part of it, that through the HMI on the interiors that we did, we try to make it so that screens can be used by both driver and pilot, or pilot and passenger, and so that it's social, but it's still safe.
Very good. Very well said. Let's talk about the other vehicle that was unveiled here at the North American International Auto Show, another Chevy concept vehicle. This one's called the True 140S. And there's an interesting story behind that name.
Well, you know, True is kind of like true to its what it is. It's authentic, you know, and that's been what Chevy's brand's been about. Mm-hmm. 140 relates to 1.4 EcoTech turbo engine that we have in it, and that's obviously sport. Again, it's another interpretation of a true four-place coupe. On, you know, we kind of had the two personalities that we initially kind of developed with the two young designers that worked in the car. One, the 140S. Was more of this kind of affordable exotic. Its profile is very sleek, and almost super cab forward, almost looked mid-engine when we first started. The second car, the 130R, was a little bit more muscular, a little bit, it's a true three-box. You know, in our day, the 2002, the Datsun 510,
yeah.
It has that on it, but it's on steroids. And again, too, it has that a little bit of classic proportion, but the design, I feel, is a modern interpretation of it, and it definitely is a Chevy. A little bit of, we call it functional muscle. So, you know, but you can seat four in it, and it can be a social vehicle.
Frank, it sounds like you've had a lot of fun with this project.
Oh, most definitely. And I think, you know, interacting with the students, and it's helped me relate to my two teenage sons. I have a 17, 19-year-old. You know, and I brought them in the studio, I go, well, which one? You know, at first they were both kind of one or the other, and then they both landed actually on the 130R. And what we're kind of seeing is that the younger kids, like the millennials, seem to like the one red car, the 130R, and the white is more for the baby boomers. So it's like, it's very interesting.
And it's interesting, too, the 130R reference. I would imagine probably that evolved out of video games.
Absolutely. I think there's a little bit too much Gran Turismo and with the designs, you know, our young designers. So it was funny, we were watching something, and they can tell you, they play it way more than I do, but they can tell you every, oh, that's that track, and now this is that turn. I go, okay, very good. I feel educated.
Very good. Will folks be able to check these concept vehicles out online in any particular spot?
Yes, you know, if you go to Chevy, there'll be a link to the concepts. If you just actually type in Chevy concept coupes, North American International Auto Show, you'll find them easy.
Well, Frank, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Congratulations. I can't wait to check these out in person and look forward to getting you back with us here on the program soon.
Thank you again for having me, Bob. It's been great.
We'll take a time out, and then more coming your way from the Motor City. I'm Bob Long.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back here in Detroit for the Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show, 2012 style, and I am joined by a couple of gentlemen I just saw. It seems like yesterday. It was in New York, and it was actually last spring. Time flies, but it's always fun to share the microphone with these guys. First, let's welcome President of Shelby America, John Luff. John, how you doing?
Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And also joining us is the Vice President and Chief Troublemaker at Shelby. It's Gary Patterson. Gary, how you doing?
Just here to cause trouble, Bob.
Well, thank you, guys. Number one, you just hooked me up with a wonderful lapel pin celebrating 50 years of Shelby American. John, this is a big year, 2012.
Bob, this is a milestone. 50 years. It's very seldom do you have an opportunity to be with a company that's been around for 50 years, to actually have the founder, Carol Shelby, still with us, mm-hmm. and it just happens to be our watch and our time to celebrate this great milestone.
And how is Carol these days, Gary? Is he doing okay?
You know, Bob, they've been telling Carol he's going to die for 50 years. He just won't. He's an ordinary guy, and he's thinking 5 years down the road.
He's just too stubborn, you know?
He's too stubborn, and he's always got something next. So when we were in New York, it was 800 horses, and we'll be back this year, and you never know what the number is going to be.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be very exciting. So big news upcoming in New York, and I understand, John, you've got quite a presence here in Detroit. What are you showing off?
Well, we do. In fact, tomorrow morning at 7:30, we're going to pull the silk back on three brand-new 50th anniversary edition Shelbys.
No kidding.
Yes, these are very special. We're only building 50 limited production of each color times each model, which will limit the entire 50th anniversary vehicle production to no more than 300 vehicles. Very limited.
Oh, that sounds great. And certainly the demand for Shelby just never ceases to stop. When did you first see your first Shelby, John?
You know, I was 16 years old. My very first car was a Mustang.
Uh-huh. Me too.
And I sat there, and of course, that's when I could put a gallon of gas in for 28 cents a gallon. Okay, so figure out how old I am. And I used to race up and down Valley Parkway in San Diego. And we used to sit there on Friday nights in a parking lot, and all of us had our own, you know, street cars. And in would roll guys from out of town to challenge the local boys. And one Friday night, this car that sounded like a clap of thunder and the ground shook and pulled up to the stoplight, and we all looked, and it said Shelby on the back, and none of us wanted any part of it.
What a great story. Gary, you've been with Shelby American for quite a number of years, but I don't think I've ever asked you, when did you see your first Shelby?
You know, I don't have the seniority that John does in life, so I was a little younger. But
not by much. No,
not by
kid,
much.
Yeah.
He's much older than I am. You know, I was also a young lad, and my father was very interested in cars, and it was a doctor that lived in town, in a small town in Ohio, and he had a 289 Cobra that he raced. And he raced it at Mid-Ohio, and he lived not too far from where we did, and he was a local doctor in town, and we used to go by his office, and my dad would just go, you know, someday I'd like to have one of those. And so we actually used to, we would visit the good doctor, and the first Cobra I ever drove was actually his car. And he bought that car new in 65 and owned it till the day he died about 2 years ago.
Oh, what a great story.
Yeah.
There have been so many wonderful Shelbys over the years, John. I don't even know where to begin. When you stop and think about the Cobras, when you stop to think about the Mustang, when you stop to think about the years with Chrysler, when you stop to think about the Series 1, when you stop to think about the newest collaborations with Ford, with the GT500, mm-hmm. when you also stop to think about you guys coming out with the GTH and mm-hmm. the Shelby GT350 once again. I mean, what a ride. This is quite a story.
Well, you know, Bob, the fact is that our 50th celebration, if you look at that pin, you notice that the logo was very progressive. We pushed around ideas that were vintage and had all the historic look of a Le Mans win, but we chose to commemorate and really in celebrate the 50-year identity with the progressive logo of Shelby American, because it's about the next 50 years, Bob. I mean, it's our responsibility to take mm-hmm. this wonderful 50-year brand into the next 50 years.
I'm so glad to hear that, because sometimes I worry, you know, yeah. one of these days, like all of us, you know, Carol is perhaps not going to be with us. So I'm glad to hear there are future plans to keep it going for mm-hmm. another 50.
Well, you know, Bob, his birthday, in fact, is Wednesday of this week.
Oh, my goodness.
89.
Isn't that great? And he's, I believe, is... Is he still the longest-living double transplant?
He is.
Wow.
He is. You know, when he had his heart transplant, the doctor said this heart will last about 5 years. Now, you know, that was about 18 years ago, and plus. And he just doesn't quit. Of course, he loves that because he says, well, you know what? Don't forget, you know, this is the heart of, I got the heart of a 40-year-old gambler.
Yeah. A gambler. Yeah. Well, it's perfect.
Vegas.
Absolutely. Vegas.
Oh, that is a great story. And, of course, Carol has done so many great things for charities. And I remember doing an interview a number of times with Carol when he talked about young kids dying on both sides of him while he was waiting for a transplant.
Oh, you know, that story, the fact that he was waiting at the hospital for the call that said, we found a match for your heart. A little boy was in the room next to him, and he befriended the boy. He got the call, Carol did, went in for his surgery, came out into recovery, and the boy's room was empty. He asked the doctors and nurses where the little boy went, and the little boy had passed.
Mm.
So here's a story where a young child didn't make it, but Carol was given another lease in life, and that day he committed himself to the Carol Shelby Children's Foundation, which is now the Carol Shelby Foundation.
What a great story. And Gary, again, you've been with the company and have moved up the ladder, but you're kind of the resident hot shoe, and you're always out there causing trouble. And but I just love this story. You got to tell it for our listeners all across North America. What was that story about you doing a little bit of, let's say, accelerating on an on-ramp, and you got the eye of the Las Vegas Police Department, the Nevada Police, after you? I love that story.
Well, you know, occasionally those kinds of things happen, Bob. So, you know, yeah, a lot of times they try to catch you, and sometimes they can't.
Surprise.
So then, and then your boss, you know,
gets the call
the highway patrol, and they say, you know, we saw Gary. Because, you know, it is what it
yeah.
is. And,
but right.
Luckily, I was only going like 137 or 9.
Just getting
what was
it, John?
But it was you know, the Nevada Highway Patrol called and said, we just spotted one of your vehicles entering the on-ramp at 135 miles an hour. Now, he's not even on the freeway yet. And the officer, very stern, says, so, will you tell Gary just to slow down next time?
And the way I look at it, I got 3 years left.
That's right.
That's just how I look at it. So, yeah.
Wow. What's been the response to the 800 horsepower Shelby GT500? What's been the response, Gary?
Well, you know, the Super Snake continues to be the rock star of the Shelby brand.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Gary. Keep that pedal to the metal, Gary.
You betcha, Bob, and I'm glad to spend another few minutes with another car guy.
Thank you, my friend. We're going to step aside because we must. This is the special broadcast we're bringing you from Cobo in Detroit. Don't go away.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings.
but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the Cintas truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called Cintas for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was Cintas the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the broadcast from the Detroit Auto Show. And now we're going to have some fun because joining us is the president and CEO of Mopar, Pietro Goliere. Pietro, it's great to see you. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm having really a great time here at the Auto Show.
Excellent. As I was telling you off air, I'm a big fan of all the great things that are going on within the Chrysler Group these days. And Mopar, you know, to me has always been a brand. But in recent times, it's really officially become a brand.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Mopar founded in 1937, actually. In this year, actually, we are going to celebrate our 75th anniversary as a brand. August 31st, actually, was the exact date when the brand was trademarked. And since, I mean, the new Chrysler has been created, Mopar is a brand with the same dignity of the others, and so we are taking care of our customers as well as the other brands.
And here at the Auto Show, you're not only talking about this great celebration, but introducing a wide variety of vehicles, and certainly we have to touch on the launch of the Dodge Dart, which is really the first vehicle which shows the marriage between
the two brands, Fiat and Chrysler, coming together to produce one vehicle. And I would imagine this is a great vehicle for Mopar and potential customization.
Oh, yes, it is. Actually, I mean, we are very excited. The Dart is going to be the perfect canvas for our personalization and accessorization. We are going to launch 150 different accessories for the car.
Wow.
Yeah, we think it's going to be one of the cars in the segment with the largest variety of accessories, more in the performance segment and more in the customization and the appearance of the car. But we have overall more than 500 accessories on display on our stand.
More than 500 on display, so all of our listeners in the Detroit area, come on down and take a look. Let's talk about the Mopar branded cars. It began, time flies, I think 2 years ago with the Challenger. That was the first one.
Yeah, that was the first car coming out from a plant with the Mopar badge on. The Mopar 10 Challenger was a sort of a tribute to the brand and also the, I would say, the second life of the brand. We launched then in 2011 the Mopar 11, that was instead a Charger.
Yes.
A lot of success with this car as well. And obviously we can't wait. I mean, soon in Chicago we will launch the Mopar 12. We do not disclose yet what is going to be the base, but there will be a Mopar 12 together with other cars that will be launched to promote, I mean, the 75th anniversary.
Certainly when you look at you know, the response to the Mopar badged vehicles, I know a couple of folks that have purchased them. It's such a collectible and such a wonderful combination and a different personality you've injected into these Mopar branded vehicles.
I'm glad you've used the word personality, because that is exactly what we are looking for. I mean, for instance, here at Detroit, at the auto show, we have two interpretations of our vehicles. We have we call a Chrysler 200 Mopar Super S.
Mm-hmm.
Lowered with a ground effect, different appearance, different grille, different suspension. So when you want to sort of make a statement with your car, and to go back to our heritage, there is the Charger Redliner. We offer three different kits for this, stage kits for this car, starting from more appearance, so spoilers and carbon fiber splitters, and then you move to the performance with suspension, brakes, strut tower braces. But then you get to the third stage kit, where you get to crate engine, 590 horsepower.
Wow.
And that is obviously the ultimate performance. So you can personalize your car, customize your car as you like.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Chrysler 200 S, the Mopar S. It's a very stylish vehicle, and not only does it have that body kit, but also a number of interior touches as well.
Absolutely. We take a lot of care of the interior as well. We have partnership with Catskin, so we produce in leather interiors, or recently we have launched also a new green interior for more heavy use. So we think that the car is, at the end of it, is an extension of the family.
Yeah.
And so you want to personalize the car outside and inside, as well as you take care of your home. And so this is why we take a lot of attention on the details. The interior is an important part of that.
What a great name for the Charger, the Red Line.
Yeah. Red Line is, I mean, we showed last year at SEMA as a prototype, a lot of attention.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, that is worth to create a kit. And then we said, okay, that is not just appearance, let's go into the performance. And this is why, I mean, and we did something, say, with this raised hood where you can see the engine.
I noticed that, yeah.
It is a bit of old school, I would say, but it's creating a lot of buzz, and also to making a statement that even if we explore new areas of personalization, such as electronic, I mean, for instance, in the Dart, we will offer what we think is the industry first wireless phone charger, so that you can plug in your car.
Oh, that's great.
But also we take care of our heritage customers and DNA with great engine, suspension, sway bars, and everything is required to change and transform and personalize also the handling of the car.
Let's talk a little bit more about Crate Engines. I remember when Crate Engines were, they weren't anything like what we have today. You can buy these Crate Engines that are, you know, 50 state legal. They are completely ready to go, and they're packing a whole lot of punch. So whether you're putting it in a brand new vehicle or whether you're doing a resto mod, these Crate Engines are truly remarkable, and in some cases putting out huge amount of horsepower.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, the Crate Engine, the 590 horsepower, is not a street legal engine yet. But I think we put the engine into the car to gather the attention of the customers. And obviously, I mean, the more we will see the market is attracted by that kind, of we may look at the possibility to make it street legal. But today you have a very, very different ways of touching the performance of a car. This is why we put a lot of attention on suspension, brakes, and the start tower braces, and sway bars, because they really help cars that are already taken to almost the extreme in terms of performance from in the production version.
That's so true. I noticed recently while I was checking out the Dodge website, I was optioning out an SRT8 Challenger for myself, playing a little bit of fantasy lottery, winning money, and I noticed there's a Mopar interior accessories package for the Challenger, which includes sill plates and a cover and lots of cool items.
Yeah, and that again is going back to the idea that we think that every customer wants to have his own personal car.
Yeah.
You want to have a unique car. You want to have that car that is connected with your personality, I would say. This is why we are exploring new areas of the personalization. And by the way, the Fiat 500 gave us a lot of ideas, because Fiat 500 is a car that was born exactly with the idea to be very heavily personalized. So, I mean, we go today to the extreme that we allow the customer to personalize the key fob. And you may think that is weird, but I mean, when we did the Mopar 11, for instance, so you have a black car, blue stripes, so you want to have a key fob that maybe is black with a blue stripe or something
like
that, or you buy a 500, you put the Italian flag on the roof, and you want to have a key fob. And if you think the key fob is the ambassador of the car, is something that you carry with you all the day.
That's true.
And you want to show. So there are little touches. Obviously, this is not as you may think that it's not as exciting as to put a 590 or five engines in a car, but it's very important, though. I mean, we have a very, very large group of customers in front of us.
Pietro, always a pleasure to spend time with you. Love the work that you're doing with Mopar, and we look forward to seeing some of those accessories. I got to get out on the show floor and check them out, and look forward to more updates from you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people
will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.